It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and we're catching up this week with Sarah Ahrens. She is the Executive Secretary of the Nebraska Wheat Growers Association. Sarah, this past week, a busy one for the NWGA as they held their annual meeting, and a lot to cover in that meeting.
There was a lot going on. We had our annual meeting this past Tuesday, December 15th, out at the West Central Research and Extension Center in North Platte. It got a little rough on us, and some people weren't able to attend because of the snowfall that they had out there, but we still made the best of our situation. Throughout the course of the meeting, we were able to have updates from the West Central Research and Extension Center and all of the wonderful research that they're doing out there. And then we also had updates from U.S. Wheat Associates and what our international export markets are looking like going into 2021. We also had an update from the National Association of Wheat Growers. They talked a lot about what a transition is going to be looking like going into the Biden administration. And so our wheat growers got to see kind of the legislative policies that are going to be focused on going into 2021 and beyond with that administration. And then our final update of the day was with Senator Dan Hughes from District 44 in Nebraska. And he kind of gave us an update as to what to expect in the Nebraska legislature this upcoming session, and kind of what it's going to look like. It's still up in the air as to how everything's going to be handled, but we're looking forward going into January and starting the session. Along those lines, we also updated our resolutions for the upcoming year, and so the growers got together and decided kind of what our main focuses are going to be, and we're really looking at rural development and e-connectivity and broadband and stuff this year, and so those will be kind of our main focuses going into the legislative session. We also accepted a legislative proposal from the Nebraska Farm Bureau, as they will be doing all of our legislative monitoring for us this year and then providing our members with updates. And so that's kind of a quick recap as to what happened on Tuesday at our meeting.
As we wrap up 2020 and head into 2021, anything else coming from the Wheat Board looking into the new year, Sarah?
I would just add that the Nebraska Wheat Growers are always accepting memberships for the association. And so if you are interested in being more involved with the wheat growers on the state or federal policy level, to call the office at 402-471-2358. And I will be more than happy to reach out to you and get you signed up with a membership.
Thanks so much, Sarah Ahrens. She is the Executive Secretary of the Nebraska Wheat Growers Association, talking about their annual meeting held this past week. That's been this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.